Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am not lying to you when I tell you that this was the short version. It is quite a gospel passage, but a very powerful one. And the key verse, believe it or not, is it was about noon. That's important. Jesus' audience would have recognized this immediately because the woman comes out at noon to draw water. In Jesus' time, they did not come out at noon to draw water in the heat of the day. Drawing water was considered woman's work, but the women would come out at the break of dawn when it was cool, and they would come out all together because water is heavy. And the water that they would draw out of the well would be all the water they would need for that day, which means everything you cooked, everything you washed, everything you drank was going to come out of what they came out of that well. And the women would lower the big buckets down. They all would together, work together, and pull that big bucket back up until everyone had all the water they needed. They worked as a group. This one woman, though, came out alone, and she comes out at noon. If I read you the long version, and if I did, I'd still be reading it. If I read the long version, you would find out why she's alone. But I'll just leave it to say that the women want nothing to do with her. They disapprove of her for a variety of reasons. And she's been ostracized and isolated in this village. So she has to do everything herself. No one's going to lift a finger for her. That's important. Jesus, however, opens himself to her and asks her to invite herself open to him. And tells her about living water. Living water, of course, is the grace of God, the forgiving grace of God that heals us of our sins and draws us toward the Heavenly Father. Notice he describes it as a spring bubbling up within us. And that's a good way to think about the grace of God, bubbling up within us. You know, we need water to drink to get up in the day and get through the day. But the Spirit of God, like an ever-flowing fountain within us, is the water that gives us the strength to transcend from this life to the heavenly kingdom itself. The woman, the first reading, goes back and tells the people in the village. She has the courage to do so. She could have resented it. She could have said, this is for me. I don't have to tell these people. They don't treat me very well. But she decided to overcome all of that and tell them the good news anyway. They were curious. They came out. They invited Jesus in. And in the first version, they begin to realize this truly is the Messiah. So now this woman is bound accepted. And she's accepted now part of the community. Accepted not only by her community, but more importantly, accepted by God himself. She's not only now accepted in her little village, she's accepted in the family of God. She is now truly a child of God, as we all are.